Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on Blog Talk Radio, the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network. And our caller number is 515-602-9657. We got a lot of breaking news and stuff. But let's introduce my co-host Scarlett first. Scarlett, how you doing?
I'm good. And if you go to www.thetruthisthetruth.net, you will find out a lot of information. And also you can inquire to be a guest on our show.
Now, just before we got on the air, I got a message from Donnie, DJ.
Did you?
Yep, and we got a very big announcement coming on, guest coming on the speech tonight. He's doing a rally or doing an event in Rochester, New Hampshire, and he has announced that there will be a special guest and announcement. The announcement actually came this afternoon. The guest is Governor DeSantis. And he is expected to publicly endorse Trump on stage tonight in Rochester, along with the rest of the DeSantis crew, as they are uniting against Nikki Haley, the Uniparty, and the Deep State, and going after Biden. So that's the big story coming in. We expect a major announcement this evening at the speech he's doing right about now. It'll be a little late because he likes to listen to our radio show, but sometime in the next half hour, and you can catch it on RSBN or on Rumble, among other areas, to see it. Any comment on that, Scarlett?
Well, thoughts are going through my head what this announcer could be.
Okay.
Is it what I
well,
think
anyway,
it is?
No, Ron DeSantis is not going to be a VP. That is not going to be, but even though a lot of DeSantis supporters were like that, and initially we were going to think we were enjoying that possibility in the very beginning of Trump DeSantis ticket, but in reality, Trump is Trump has indicated and has already discussed it with a number of people. He was playing games, him and his son Don Jr., on who the VP is. And they were going into that, and we're looking at, and we're actually looking at the possibility of Nome of South Dakota. That's what we want, and that's what a lot of the Trump supporters want. But
yeah,
we'll see. We do have a caller online, and since we're able to have nobody else in right now, I can bring him on and allow him to talk a little bit. So let me bring on our caller, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, how are you doing this afternoon, sir?
We're doing great. With DeSantis dropping out and endorsing Trump, we only have one left to go, and that's Nikki Haley. What's your thoughts?
Well, I think, I'm a Trump supporter, and I voted for Trump back the first time after I heard at town hall meetings his policies. And I never heard a presidential candidate espouse about things like school choice and making America great again. But I wanted to talk about, make mention about something else.
Okay, go
ahead. I'm very disturbed about the courts instructing or demanding that states create all black voting districts. I know you've heard about that.
Yes, they're challenging a lot of this. Well, at least the Democrats are challenging the redistricting to make because that what they're trying to do is the district, like in Florida, there's a they're trying to put we have one district that was majority black, and then they want to make it two. As we grow, because there's a lot of new, we're going to end up with more districts in the next census because everybody's moving down here. It's happening in a lot of other states too. And if the Democrats don't like the way the districts realignments up after the census, they challenge it in the courts, and the courts are forcing based on race and not by population itself.
Well, let me say something about that. One thing, the states don't have to listen to the courts. Courts have no business interfering with the way the states go about arranging and putting things in place for their election. Courts have they try to have authority there, but they have no way to enforce it. But here's another thing. I was checking my voter's registration here in Louisiana.
Okay,
and
this is the problems in your state, yeah.
Yeah, let me tell you what's going on, how they do that. We contribute to that. I asked them to look up my voter's registration because I wanted to see what was marked where it came to demographics. Well, he told me that you're non-affiliated and you have marked as a demographic as black. So I said that's totally ridiculous. And I noticed that all the officials have three categories. They have gender, race, and party affiliation. You don't need to have race as a identifier on your voter's registration. And that's how these judges come up with these schemes that there needs to be more blacks over here. I need to have a black voting district because without that, you wouldn't know who's who.
You know, you can't. It's called segregation. They're segregating the population again. You know, that's not good for anyone, really.
No, it's not.
So,
and you know what that does? It creates these black voting districts. That is, what's what you call it? De jure segregation. It's where it's government sponsored. Now, let me ask you something. If you create these black voting districts, what comes next? You got segregated schools.
Right.
Then what comes next? Well, we need to bus whites into the black districts in order to integrate the school system. They're doing it all over again. So I'm telling
from
people.
From the 50s down to 60s.
No, they're doing, what they're doing is reverse discrimination.
Well, yes, it's all that. But I'll tell people that you need to check your with your election commission what you have marked and amend your registration.
Yeah.
And don't place in it. If you, it allows you to do others, and you should say that other is an American. I'm a United States citizen. Don't indicate skin color.
Right.
Because they use that against you. Without that, the courts wouldn't be able to say anything about the compositions of voter districts, because how would they know?
Right. And they're doing, and the reason why they're doing it, it's not just for that, it's because they feel, the Democrats feel, that the black population is going to vote for them all the time, and they'll pick up more districts that way.
I'll go one better. This is sick. Just say you're white.
I told some white people, you can do that too. But this is what I'm saying, is that they assume that all blacks vote Democrat. And that's
right.
Not true. Blacks will move out of these areas because they want better schools, they want better housing values, and they want whatever their reason. So to be able to use and classify a person when they register to vote according to their skin color is totally, totally racist to anybody.
What's
right.
that called, Joseph? What's it called when they hire you with your skin color? What's that called?
It's affirmative action.
There you go.
And she, you know, and what they're doing, what's another way now? It's called DEI. And it's the same, it's the equality type of stuff that you're doing it. And another name for it, socialism. It all works together in the same way.
What it goes down to is we're all just human beings. We're Americans.
We all are just human beings.
You're
absolutely right. But this thing that I'm talking about now, we're not treat. They're drawing up, like here in Louisiana, they run they're trying to construct a district that looks like a wet noodle that runs from Baton Rouge all the way up into Shreveport. Well, hell,
okay.
When you look at it on a map, it looked like another river that's been on farm. It's like a wet noodle. You're going this way, that way, and see, they go down the middle of the street, and they switch back and forth and capture all the black households and want to put them in the same district, whereas your neighbor on either side is Republican.
Yeah, they're trying to do that because they're trying to – Louisiana as a whole is a red state almost completely, and they want to hold on to whatever leverage they have. You just voted for a Republican governor. And they had the lawsuits going back and forth on this stuff, and the Supreme Court eventually will pick up on it. But each state districts are based on the census. So with the 2020 census, alignment shows the different things going to go on is based off of that,
change.
And then the legislation.
You know what? Things change in 4 years.
Yeah, I understand.
They do change. But Donald Trump wanted them to put on the census whether or not you was a U.S. citizen or not. Because count non-citizens.
I agree with that.
Right.
Yeah, so if you don't want them to have, if you are not a citizen or not on the census, then why do you put skin color on the census? Why do you put skin color on the voter's registration?
Because they look to steal the election, okay?
Well, yeah, that's what they want to do, and we have to stop participating in that. We can't participate in our
just
own demise.
Everybody in the state should just say they're white. And that's it.
Well, they all say they're black holy, and you go the other way, and, you know, years ago.
Yeah, they say we need white districts.
Right.
No, what they're doing, see, what's happening is they assume, what they do, they assume that all blacks are Democrats. That's what's the down, that's the gist of it. All blacks are
not
Democrats. And they
are
not.
They're independents, they're Republicans. There are a lot of parties, okay? They just recognize two main ones, but there are. And people have their own positioning in politics.
I'm changing mine this week, and I'm telling my siblings to change theirs, my nieces, I'm telling them all, revamp your voter's registration, and if it's indicating you're black, change it and check other and say United States citizen.
Yeah,
you know what? How you feel about him or not, this all goes back to Obama and the way Obama won the presidency. You know that, right?
I vote for Obama the first time, believe it or not, I did it because he was black. But I didn't vote for him the second time.
That's his interpretation now, because they can't steal it. They can't knock him off the ballot. They can't get him in jail. They have tried everything to screw with this man, and they can't win, okay? And he don't back down. So now they're going after the voters.
You know what you see? You know what you call? What were you witnessing going on with Donald Trump is one thing. It's racist. It's racist.
Right.
Racists have no respect for skin color. Racist is an act that's imposed upon a person that denies them of their civil rights. And
yep.
They need
that's
to call it that. We need to call it that. Just because what's happening to a person is white and it's happening to them, if it was happening to a black person, then the blacks would holler racism. Well, the whites need to be hollering racism too.
What's happening to Trump, what's happening to Trump in the last year or so, and the rest and everything, like in Atlanta and elsewhere, it actually boosted Trump's support with the black community because they now understand, see, the man is going after him. So they know the difference. So they know the black community knows how it feels. So what happens is that it's all backfiring. And now the black community as a whole is now starting to support Trump. He's off somewhere around 30% of the black community nationwide. It's probably going to be more than that.
New York City, the Bronx, and Harlem, and Staten Island, and parts of Brooklyn, and Queens, they're also party Trump.
Yeah, in fact, Trump's going to hold a rally in the, looks like Madison Square, the two areas, Madison Square Garden, that's in Manhattan, and Yankee Stadium. Those are the two areas that they were talking about.
You
plus,
know who else
they
is
also
having a changeover? You know who else is having a changeover? Philadelphia, Chicago, I'm telling you. The people
thanks
are set up with the bullshit.
Yeah, so it's the thanks to people like Scott
Pressel. They can't afford to heat their homes. They can't afford the rent. They can't afford gas. They can't afford to take care of their children. They can't afford to pay their bills. They can't afford to send their children to school properly. I mean, times we're being squeezed. You know?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I volunteered for the Convention of States and the three proposals that's out there now. Of course, others have been talked about.
Okay.
It needs to be term limits. No federal politician should serve more than 18 years, 24 at the most. That would be three terms for a U.S. senator, and that would be nine terms for a congressperson. And another thing. Congress people should be paid by the state that they represent.
Yeah.
That way you can have transparency. Because once they go to Washington, D.C. and get all intermingled in that mess, you don't know what they're doing and where they're getting their money from. Another thing, there needs to be less federal interference in states. The federal government gets its powers from the states. not the other way around. And the states have the ability to stop this overreaching of the federal government, especially in these agencies, the DEA, the IRS, EPA, who makes rules. And then these rules are looked upon as if they're laws. Only Congress and state legislatures make laws. The federal courts do not make laws. States do not have to listen to the federal courts. The federal courts have no power whatsoever of enforcement. All they do is give opinions in other areas where, like in criminality, that's fine. But for you to tell a state that they need to create a black voting district is totally, totally, totally wrong.
Hey, is it cold in Louisiana? Are you getting any snow and cold weather?
No, it's 60 degrees today.
Nice.
That's good. Yeah,
no,
last week.
And another point. Let me tell you another point. States have no, the federal government has no business owning land. The Constitution only assigned the federal government to ports, and magazines. That's it. And for them to be able to tell a state to control the exploration and the extraction of natural resources and want to charge fees when that goes on within a state, that's totally inappropriate. That money should go to the citizens of that state. It shouldn't be going to the federal government.
You know,
they're
taking business buildings in New York City. What's that called, Joseph? With
eminent domain.
They're pulling eminent domain on office buildings to put homeless in them. They're taking it from the people who own it.
You're only supposed to use eminent domain for the public good. A citizen, not illegal. They're not citizens of the United States.
No.
And you're supposed to go through a process to make sure that people, if you're going to use it for public use, but using it for illegals is not for public use. It's for an illegal purpose.
That's why it's so illegal. Eric Adams needs to be in jail. They all need to be in jail.
There's another case of people voting for somebody because of their skin color. And a D
behind
it.
That's one of them, yeah. Right.
Well, yeah. They all are. Look,
Joe Biden giving... Joe Biden giving work visas to illegals, and these people have not been vetted, none of that stuff. It's totally, totally wrong. I applaud Governor Abbott for protecting the border of Texas. Texas is a sovereign country state, and they can protect their borders. They can say who can come in and who can't come in. If you're illegally in the country, then they can say you can't come in here. Or he can ship them off to those cities that say we accept and want refugees. We are a sanctuary. Well, that's what he done. He shipped them off to those that say, hey, here's some more for you.
Send them home. Finish the wall. Close the border.
You got people coming in that haven't been inoculated. You see them on videos of people riding in cattle cars. Well, you can pick up diseases that would be harmful to the U.S. poultry and husbandry. You can start killing cows.
There's an increase in tuberculosis and there's an increase in measles because of the illegals.
And smallpox.
That's right. And see, diseases don't never go away. They just go dormant. That's all. And they can be revitalized. If you ever look at a lake bed that's dried up, you can walk across it. All the water's gone. But if it fill up with water again, what happens? Those frogs that's dormant down beneath the surface come back up again. Yeah. So we have to stop participating in our own demise. And I would tell people to get involved in simple error. You don't have to get out there and march and all that crazy stuff. Change your identification on your voter's registration. If you got white on there, you got change it and put other United States citizens. That's all it should be on there. Then you take the power away from them to do what they're doing.
I agree.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, Scarlett, I don't think in Florida, I don't think they ask for skin color.
I think we should have same-day voting. We should have a thumbprint, and that is it. I think you need to show your birth certificate.
It should be paper ballots, too.
Paper ballots,
yeah.
You know what worked out very well? The caucus in Iowa was strictly paper ballots. And they had people come in, they did their thing, they stood, and it was like 100,000, 115,000 people voted for a small state. And they got, in less than 2 hours, the whole thing was over, and they counted everything in paper ballots with no cheating.
That's right. They should be counted where cast and reported the same night.
Right.
We're going to see a new election 2024. How much do you think the Democrats are going to try to steal?
They're going to try to do everything. Because we're seeing it. They're doing things we never heard of. I tell you something that could be done. There could be separate federal ballots from state and local. The Constitution allows for that. People can be vetted where they only vote on the federal ballot if they want to. Because what you got is that in certain states and cities, like out there in California, they allow illegals to vote. Illegals can vote on the school board. So if an illegal have a ballot that has federal candidates up at the top, it's nothing stopping them from walking up to the top of the ballot and putting marks by those federal candidates. You would never know who that ballot came from.
What we need is it's terrible to say that we need this, but we do. We need a thumbprint, and you need to show a birth certificate. You do.
Now, it's the other day, in the trial, what's happening, we have a legal action against Dominion. One of the cases out there, it's in Georgia. And the technician that exposed the corruption, how easy it is to cheat using a Dominion machine.
That was Professor Halderman.
Right. And he testified, and he showed in the courtroom using a Dominion machine, using a pen, I think it was, how he changed the vote.
You're absolutely right.
And you try to post that on Facebook,
they restrict you.
Yeah, and what happened there is that it showed how corrupt the Dominion machines are. So now we got it on the record, and what's left, the many states have kicked them out, but all the states should. A number of countries already eliminated them from anything, things the Philippines that arrested the heads of Dominion that's in that country.
I think a federal election, take the state part out of it. Federal election can have certain rules and regulations. Paper ballot, a birth certificate, and a thumbprint.
The same thing to get a passport.
And a photo ID.
You're absolutely right.
Same length of passport, yeah. You need to have an identification in everything you get around the country. It doesn't matter what you've got to do. You still need a photo ID. And you had this idiot of a VP that said that is discriminating against people in rural areas because they don't have copy machines. That's
well, they
Kamala
need to get
Harris
those
said.
Things. You know, illegal will get a I-10 number. It's called Individual Tax Identification Number. It's issued by the IRS. But those who don't qualify for a Social Security card.
Uh-huh.
Now, they can buy homes using that I-10 number. They can get a home mortgage. All right? Let me tell you how they do this. They get a home mortgage with the I-10 number, which isn't a Social Security card. It's given to those who don't qualify for a Social Security card, like illegals. They get the home mortgage. They sign the closing papers. Then they take those papers to the election commission and they register to vote because now they can show an address. They got a driver's license. They give driver's license to illegals. They get them. Now they can vote, and they're illegal.
That's why we need to have special rules and regulations on a federal election. I don't give a shit if the state polls. They can shenanigans and kill themselves. Okay? But federal election, we have to have rules and regulations.
We actually have another caller on the line. Let me bring this caller in so we have and see what he has to say or she. Hello, caller 541.
Joe Garner, how you doing today, guys?
All right. You have any comment involving election integrity on redistricting?
Yeah. Let me make this very clear for you guys. The fake news media is all they have Haley. It's Haley biological. What's the word I'm looking for? Hysterical, crazy hysteria. That's what the fake news has. They got Haleyitis is what they got. They got Haley feveritis is what they're. That's what they're. They're all about Haley. They're all about Nikki Haley. The fake news media, social media. The liberals all want Haley. They got Haley iris fever. That's what they got. Virus fever is what they got. Haley virus fever is what you call it. There you go.
Integrity? I don't care about Nikki Haley. He's an idiot. What do you think about election integrity?
We need election integrity, and we need it. That's what we need to have. We got to have that. Also, Hunter Biden is finally going to face the gavel. Of the 28th next year. You guys know about that, right?
Yeah, February 28th.
I'll believe it when I see it. Meanwhile, I'm focused on the election.
It's going to happen.
Haley's going to lose, and it's all about Trump and this country and where we're going to go and how these pieces of shit are going to try to steal the election. And that's
right.
The gist.
Well, okay. Is Haley qualified, according to Article 3, to run for president? Think so.
I think you might be right, because under the Constitution, does she fit the criteria on citizenship? But then again, we had the same problem with Obama.
Yeah,
Obama was not needed. Obama's father was under British rule. He was a British subject. He was born in Kenya. Kenya was under British rule, and his father, and he would have been British suspects. Subjects.
Okay.
Not suspects, but British subjects.
Right. So was Obama born in Hawaii?
Born in Kenya.
Ain't no telling where he was born. You got people in Kenya say he was born in Kenya. Hell, they put up a statue at a hospital for him.
Okay,
yeah.
His mother is an American citizen. Is that correct?
His mother was a white female American citizen, and the Kenyan man wanted to marry her so that he could come to the United States.
Okay, but she's an American citizen, so Obama is considered an anchor baby.
Right.
So
well,
if he's an anchor baby.
See, the only way – see, somebody that's illegally in the United States and they have a baby, that they take on the status of the parents. The 14th Amendment say, and under the jurisdiction of, if a person here from El Salvador gets in problems, they're going to go to the El Salvador embassy in the United States. They can't go to the U.S. embassy. They're still under
Obama's
the jurisdiction of El Salvador.
Right.
Did Obama's mom ever give up her citizenship of her American citizenship?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
And is Obama really? And I got another thing. Is that his real name or is it Frank Sullivan? I'll go one better. Is Michelle Obama really a woman?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm out of there. I mean,
there is a story that they're going to kick Biden to the curb and install Michelle Obama at the convention. That was coming out by the New York Post and a couple other places.
She has to strip down naked. I want to see that she's a woman.
Well, you know they're doing that in order to recapture the black vote. See, blacks,
right.
Not all. Blacks and a lot of other people. I'm talking about blacks because I am.
Michelle
one.
Obama
they
cannot
vote for
be
people.
Donald
they
Trump.
Vote for people because of skin color and because the D behind the name most of the time. They don't never ask these candidates for any damn thing. They just vote for the same person over
and
over. That's what
racist.
You call a dictatorship.
She'll right. make it racist.
But according to sources close to her, she don't want it because of a number of things. One, she's under investigation for what happened.
It's not important. Obama wants it, and she does what she is.
She doesn't know how to handle. She does not know how to handle any kind of situation. That's the problem. She did not like
Obama
being the first lady either.
Obama wants it. Obama wants it.
Yeah.
You have Kamala as a VP. She's a dingbat. Really?
Yeah.
Obama picked her. Okay? It's all picked, hand-picked.
Well, actually, Valerie Jarrett picked her. But what happened to the chef?
Yeah.
Where's the investigation in the murder of the chef?
That chef, investigation of murder has, they have, the grand jury indicted both Michelle and Barack Obama. They're under investigation. They're supposed to have trials coming up on that. They're going to be charged with first degree. They got the evidence. Now, the question is whether they're going to do it before or after the election.
But they can't stop them from running because then we'd be a hypocrite with Trump, with this
right.
bullshit
right.
So you can't play that game.
Yeah, so that's why they're doing that. But the bottom line,
but
they're guilty, just like the
Michelle
Clintons.
Michelle Obama is Michael Obama. I want her to strip and let me see.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But anyway.
That'd be good, you
yeah.
guys. That'd be great.
Yeah, anyway, we still, you know, with the news that DeSantis pulled out today and endorsed Trump, what's your guys' reaction?
I like it. Also,
well, yeah,
don't forget that Ben Scott has endorsed Donald Trump. So there it is, guys.
Almost
yeah,
everybody.
I think he should sit on the side. I think he should sit on the side and govern Florida because that's a very, very critical state down there.
Isn't it?
I think he's supposed to be on the stage with Trump tonight in Rochester, New Hampshire, and then go back to Florida, and he's going to work and finish up his career as the governor of Florida. Most likely, some people are saying that he should be the VP. We don't want him.
No.
We like Noam as the South Dakota governor as the VP for Trump.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you guys, and I'm going to leave. If we don't get this right, then what next going to happen? It's states like Texas is going to draw a ring around their borders.
We're going to have the movie Red Dawn.
Yeah.
You're going to have that too, but this is... States are going to draw lines around their borders and say, we ain't doing it. We are not doing it.
I'll tell you what Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, did and is doing, and we love it. And we need people like him. And he's another one that is a possible VP contender.
And you know another thing, too. If you look back at the Civil War, if the Confederacy had not fired on Fort Sumner and they had took that route and said, we're not going to do it, we're going to be our own autonomy country, then things would be different today.
Yeah, they would just, it would have been. Because it wasn't just about slavery. That was one of them. It was about states' rights.
Yes.
It was about states' rights and the economy. You're absolutely right.
Right.
Well, states should have withdrawn around themselves and said, we're not going to join on to this. Lincoln would not. Matter of fact, Lincoln had that problem. He didn't know what to do until that thing happened with Fort Sumner.
Right. Because
he could have worked out a deal.
I don't know if he could have done a deal or not with that, but it wasn't. Slavery was just one of it, and he used slavery with the Emancipation Proclamation to turn things around. Because before Gettysburg, before that battles with the Emancipation, the South was winning for early part.
Well,
for most of the part,
the Emancipation, you know, Emancipation is nothing more than a proclamation. That's all it is. It's as if you were to commend Mickey Mantle, our famous person. But see, he had no control over those states that had succeeded. They weren't part of the United States. The only emancipation that he could do was when the war was over, he emancipated those slaves who sought to get behind Union lines for protection. He told them, y'all can go. I mean, think about it. What did Texas do with Mexico? Texas seceded from Mexico, am I right?
Yeah, that's with the Alamo, among other things.
We lost.
Yeah, but you
so Lincoln
to,
had
but
no
wanted, yeah.
Lincoln had no authority over those states that had seceded from the Union. They voted to secede, just like they voted to become part of the Union. They said, we don't want to be here no more. Just like an estranged wife would say, I don't want to be with my husband no more. I'm leaving him.
Exactly.
You think if Biden wins another?
I don't think he's going to make it.
Let's just say he wins another term.
I think this country's in very deep shape, very bad shape, because we got and not just what's in this country, but the world itself.
Yeah. You know, these wars and that, the debt,
do you think,
is crazy. You know, Trump's tax cuts expire in 2025. And before he imposed them, Obama had taxes as high as 39.6%. That's totally ridiculous.
Do you think states will succeed from the Union and say, I don't want to be part of this?
I think Texas and Florida would.
Yeah.
I tell you like this, ma'am. I'm not going to do the things that I hear that some of these liberals want you to do. One thing, they are not going to educate my kids. I want them to stay away from my children. I mean that with vengeance. I'm not going to stand for it.
I agree.
I wouldn't vote for a Democrat. I don't care what they look like and who they are. My former city, St. Louis, been Democrat for over 72 years. 72 years. And look at it.
Look at Chicago. They've been Democrat for over 100. Look at Philadelphia. Same thing. Look at Newark, New Jersey. Same thing. You know, Baltimore.
How much do you think that Bobby Kennedy is going to take away from Biden?
A lot.
Think anything?
I don't know. I don't think Kennedy's have that clout no more.
Is it going to be like Ross Perot, where he took it away from Bush and Bill won, Slick Willie? If only Bush had won again and Ross Perot wasn't in, we wouldn't have the problems we're having today, because George Soros would have no power. Because when that happened, Hillary was in power, and we had MoveOn.org.
But you want to go all the way back to Johnson.
George Soros gives money to his son, who is a U.S. citizen. That's how he influenced through the son. He can't be a foreigner and throwing money around like that.
It's illegal.
His son.
But his son is under investigation now. But a lot of countries around the world want the Soros family gone. because their influence is when it comes to the finance of currencies. They're big-time currency traders, and they always bet against the country that they're going on. That's how they make the billions and doing that. And George Soros' family goes all the way back into being the Nazis and concentration and everything else. George Soros' father and George Soros himself were responsible for a lot of Jews being killed in concentration camps. George Soros is a little kid, but his father's a big-time concentration guard, and they were picking out, with this little kid picking out Jews to kill and gays.
Well, you know, that's a complicated issue. You know, while we was fighting the British in 1812, you had a hell of a war going on in Europe with France, Russia, Italy was part of it. It was in Napoleon. The Napoleonic Wars was terrible. They lost more people in 3 years, 1812, 13, and 14, than all was lost in the Civil War here in the United States. I'm talking about hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people was killed.
Yeah.
And they didn't have, they had muskets. Let's put that out there. They didn't have no AR-15. They had muskets, and they were riding horses.
Yep.
You know, so that's a big thing there. But right now, as we are seeing it right now, Trump was in office. We had no wars. We had the Abraham Accord. Countries coming together. We had our Jews are coming home. We had gasoline under $2. We had the borders were secure. The drugs, we were having a handle on the drug overdoses and the cartels. Getting rid of MS-13. And all that stuff before the virus, and everybody's working everywhere, and the monies are going, and the schools are getting educated, even in the black minority communities, and this all's taken out.
You got rid of plenty of money, which is still returned. You didn't have ninja loans. Companies were doing great, and they were coming back to the U.S. and he had a handle on China.
Now you got wars all over the place. We could be days or weeks or months away from a World War III, in a lot of ways. You got even Pakistan and Iran are fighting each other, and now you're talking nuclear powers going at each other. You got stuff happening on in Russia and China and Ukraine and Taiwan and the Houthis and everybody under the sun, the Islamic, back into the Islamic wars with Hamas and Hezbollah and the Muslim Brotherhood, controlled by Iran, along with the jihadis.
We got fentanyl floating in this country, and people dropping dead every hour of every day.
Man, it broke my heart, man. I'm telling you, these stories are...
Yeah, we are running out of time, but I want to get that to you right, Mark. The angel moms were in front of Congress. They were doing Homeland Security. They were a part of the impeachment process of Mayorkas. He never showed up. But there were two moms there. One whose daughter... I think it was Delaware, got was attacked and murdered by an MS-13 guy that was deployed several times under Biden, and still came back in because of sanctuary cities and open borders, ended up raping and killing the daughter. And then you got the other one that died from fentanyl poisoning. And fentanyl killed in the 3 years that we have these open borders, thanks to Biden and Obama, because they're tied, to more than 300,000, 400,000 Americans were killed by drug overdose from fentanyl alone, not counting everything else. And they got blood in his, and this guy, as the Secretary of Homeland Security, did not show up. Oh, he refused to show up.
Well, that's terrible. I'm going to say this, and I got to go. I don't fear no war with Russia for the simple reason. If you do an inventory around your house, you have nothing in there made in Russia. It's all made in China. I'll see you guys later.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for coming on the show. Okay, we got a few minutes. Mark, you got any further comments?
Yeah, it's really sad. I mean, I watched this Angel's mom. I mean, it just broke my heart. I mean, I just, God, come. That was heart-wrenching. It really was. Listening to these parents. He lost young kids, you know, and one was working two different jobs, retail, getting on with her life. She bought a mobile home and 22 years of age. And what does, and DHS, put the MSN-13 back into society after being arrested after murdering somebody? Are you kidding me? Really? Rehabilitation for this MSN-13 terrorist? That's what I'm going to call him. The guy is an evil terrorist. We have this, and he's walking around the streets now. How in the hell is that possible? How in the hell is that possible, having a guy walking around the street and the parent loses a child? What, do you see anything wrong with this, America? People need to wake up. They really do. This election is everything that we need to, we got to fix this. And we have to do it now. We don't have a choice. This election is everything now. I mean, it's guilty economy, stock market, you name it, all of the above. This is crucial for Homeland Security. TSA is not even IDing people in the airport right now. If you're a legal immigrant, guess what? You don't have to go through security customs in the TSA. How about that?
Yeah. Mark, before we get going, I was going to do this earlier, but we get before you end the show. A lot of people asking about what's going on with Nevada and their election. In Nevada, it is not. You got two. Okay, there's a primary on the 6th of February. That is designated for the Democrats. You can actually run in that primary as a Republican, but you're not going to get any delegates. The actual election for in Nevada is February 8th. It's a caucus. I urge everyone to come in who's a Republican to vote for Trump, because he's the only one that's on the ballot for the caucus. On the 8th of February, now that DeSantis has dropped out.
Are they running commercials?
Trump is going to be having a rally, I believe, next week or the week after. They got to go to Trump's website for tickets, but he is having a rally in Nevada. But you got color, but it says caucus state. It's going to be a caucus.
He had a rally in Nevada, not Nevada, but New Hampshire yesterday. Remember, he had a rally in New Hampshire yesterday. Remember that?
Yeah, they're having one now today. But the thing is, in Nevada, there will be a rally. He'll be there. He's also going to be in South Carolina in less than three weeks. Once he defeats Nikki Haley. In both New Hampshire and South Carolina, she'll drop out, and then that's it. Then it's all him, and he's got to, everybody should unify. We're asking everyone that's on radio right now, everyone that's listening to us worldwide, to come and stand behind Trump and be there.
Yeah,
let's unify everything.
Guys, forget the hype of the fake news media. They're going as old as is scaring you. Not to vote for Trump. That's all it's about now. That's what the fake news media is. Or they're on a mission.
Trump is up by 15 or 19 points in New Hampshire going into Tuesday's election. Everybody get up there and vote Tuesday in New Hampshire. And then you got the caucus in Nevada on February 8th, and you got South Carolina thereafter. let's win this and let's continue it, because once Nikki Haley's gone, it's all over anyway. And it's really over now.
Donald Trump's going to get New Hampshire, no question about it now. He's going to get New Hampshire. So Nikki Haley's done. There's no way. It's over with for her. So that's it. It's going to come down to Trump and Biden. And you know what? The news media is going to have a panic attack over this. They're going to have I mean, you want to talk about a civil war between we the people and we and the fake news media, the big cable news networks.
Anyway,
Mark, we're down to a couple
this
minutes.
This is Scarlett Butler telling everybody to have a great night. I'll be back on Wednesday. God bless America. God bless Israel. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody. I'd like to thank everybody that's in the chat room that we had and online, that was in the calls online, and all our listeners. Big story is Trump, as DeSantis pulls out, it's now just Trump and Nikki Haley. Trump is going to win that on Tuesday. Caucus is for Nevada on February 8th, then South Carolina. By that time, Nikki Haley will drop and be all Trump. We got to unify now. Let's go after the deep state, the Uniparty, Biden, the communist socialist, and let's make America great again. See you on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Thank you so much and good night.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly defend her still today, 'cause there ain't